Few people have the opportunity to be told when and how they might die. Those who do know are the product of modern medicine and dreaded yet helpful terminal diagnosis. A growing industry formed around end-of-life care now enables loved ones to end their days in their homes, if they wish. Surveys have shown that nearly 80% of people would prefer to take their final breaths at home. Four of the 20% who don't, many cited concerns that they would be a burden to their family. But perhaps we are beginning to notice that our cultural obsession with avoiding death doesn't serve us well. Maybe one of the lessons of a pandemic that left people dying alone in hospital rooms with their families on FaceTime is that we never, ever want to do that again. That walking with people through their hardest final days is worth doing, or at least being able to do.